The UIF is our main focus this hour. A total of 28 billion rand being paid since the 16th of April. 770 million rand has been paid directly into the bank accounts of the workers instead of being paid through their employers, even though the employers lodged the claims on behalf of the workers. The cumulative figure since April that has been paid as relief payments to domestic workers stands at 135 million rand, while a total of 639 million rand has been paid for workers of foreign nationality. The total benefits amount for ordinary claims has increased over the comparative period by 1.6% to 3.3 billion rand. And unfortunately, 965,000 employees have been unable to receive their benefits because of outstanding information from their employers. I do know that the Department of Employment and Labor was going to be taken to court by legal representatives of those aggrieved, saying many South Africans keep on resubmitting documents and being told a couple of weeks later, there are documents missing, please do resubmit them. It's frustrating. I've received calls on my weekend breakfast show when I was still hosting it of people who've been waiting the months of March, April, May, and now agonizing of the fact that they might not be paid in June as well. As always, we invite your experiences in applying for that relief fund from the UIF. Joining me on the line now is a financial journalist at MoneyWeb, Melita Ngalungulu. Melita, a very good morning and thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Africa, and a very good morning to you too.
28 billion rand is a staggering amount being paid out for UIF since the 16th of April 2020. There have been some successes to this relief plan, but also some frustrations.
That is very true. There have been some frustrations, especially in the last couple of months, the past 2 months, where you find that when the UIF applications moved from emails to the online portal, you find that some applications are actually not being processed, some payments are not being made, and there were glitches to the system. And there was a time where there was a cable problem, a technical problem with the cable. So payments were just not done on time in that month of April. And then came May, another challenge which was actually found in the system. So now come June again, there's been fraudulence activities happening in the system, which is one of the reasons why the June applications have not yet been opened. But even though this is the last month for employers to apply for their employees for the UIF TERS benefit. So it has been a bumpy road, but there also have been some positives because 6 million workers have actually been paid, and we would say that only 1 million workers basically are still needed to be paid. So also one of the challenges, which I actually must mention why people were actually not paid on time, is because a lot of companies were also not compliant. They were not contributing towards the UIF fund, and the employers were also not registered. So then come now the COVID-19 induced national lockdown, a lot of companies needed now to start with the compliance stage first before the employers could actually be paid on time.
And I suppose before we go through some of the technical glitches and problems that the department had in processing their payments, is this it? Is the month of June going to be the final month that those who've lost employment or have not been able to earn a salary will be able to apply for that TERS UIF benefit?
Unfortunately, Africa, yesterday was the last day where actually applications could be sent through to the Department of Labor for the UIF TERS benefit. So if you had not applied before then unfortunately you will not be receiving funding. Only funding that will be paid out now is maybe for applicants that had outstanding documents or there was something that needed to be filled in because there were some errors in applications. So that obviously the government will be compliant or they have to actually allow those people to receive their money for the past 3 months. But other than that, the department will not be taking new applications.
I suppose then, given the fact that there will unfortunately be millions who have lost their jobs permanently, they will not be employed again, even though in advanced level 3 lockdown, there are many more companies that are returning to business. They will then just be able to access their normal course of UIF as they would if they had lost a job any other time, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So if an employee is let off during this time and then they're also not going to be receiving the UIF TERS benefit, then they can actually apply for the normal UIF. And also those going on maternity leave, they can continue to apply for the UIF. I also just want to mention that there also have been challenges, like in the last couple of months, where you find that the department is focusing so much on the UIF TERS benefit, forgetting basically, or there have been grievances that a lot of employees that apply for the normal UIF, such as maternity leave or unemployment UIF, were just not receiving it in the past couple of months. And the department always says that this is because we are on lockdown, they do not have staff at the labor centers, and the UIF TERS benefit is actually applied at the head office. And for the normal UIF, you have to go to your local labor department. So there have been a lot of challenges, but those that are still wanting to apply for the normal UIF, they can go to the department.
Let's then go a little bit more into these technical problems that have been experienced by the Department of Labor and Employment. What COVID-19 has shown to me, Melita, is the inadequacies, unfortunately, in this government to be able to deliver on what its primary mandate. They clearly were not ready to absorb the increase in the demand for their service and for the UIF that COVID-19 has presented for them.
You could say that, but then we also need to bear in mind that the UIF system was not made or which is not designed to pay out such a large amount of money, especially to a large amount of workers, because usually they would pay when there's no COVID-19. The fund pays out annually about 15 billion rand. So now with COVID-19, in the last 3 months, they've paid up to 26 billion rand, and that's like up to 6 million workers. So yes, the system was not designed for that, but I suppose it's a time for us, even as a country, to start reflecting on our systems and how we actually govern this country and how we do things moving forward on how we can actually provide better services to the people at a faster pace.
Because unfortunately, this will not be the last pandemic that this country has to deal with, right? And it is better to be prepared for the worst case scenario than to have have nearly a million employees who have lost their jobs, whose employers allegedly have, contributed religiously every month towards the UIF fund, which is meant to help out at times of this nature.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is a time for us, like I said, to start pulling up our socks and start thinking and be prepared and being future fit and realizing that, times have changed now. Last year, this time, we never thought that we'd actually find ourselves in a pandemic, and here we are. So moving forward, how can we do better and actually being prepared for any form of disaster that may actually arise?
All right. Thank you very much, Melita, for your time this morning. Melita Ngalungulu is the financial journalist at MoneyWeb, writing extensively on the challenges that have been found by the Department of Labor and Employment in trying to meet its mandate, its directive of having to bring relief to those who would have lost their jobs as a result of COVID-19.